Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
Bartenders.
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and I'm here every week playing all different kinds of music around a different theme that ties all the songs together. And it's been a good run of shows recently. I've been pretty happy with it. Let's see, we did Thanksgiving last week. That was a lot of fun. Lots of songs about giving thanks. Before that, we had a songwriting episode. That was songs about writing songs. And the week before that, I did an episode of songs that are questions. That's the second one of those I've done. And that was in celebration of the end of Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. You can go back in the archives and check out all of those and the other 120 or so episodes that are sitting there at... EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com. So I hope you enjoyed those and you're ready for tonight's topic, which is bartenders. That is the theme. Songs about bartenders or having something to do with bartending. And going to talk about the role of music in bars and lots of other stuff in there too. I'm going to start off the show tonight with a song that kicked off the songwriters episode just 2 weeks ago. It's a different version than the one we heard that night, but this is a classic song written by the great Johnny Mercer. And this time around, we heard the original, the songwriter's version of it last time, but tonight we're going to hear the Tony Bennett version. And this song is addressed to a bartender throughout a lot of the lyrics, and it's called One for My Baby and One More for the Road by Tony Bennett, and it's kicking off this Bartenders episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story that you ought to know. Drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine. Drop another nickel in the machine. Nickel, oh gosh. I'm feeling so bad. I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me. Until they're all talked away. That's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more.
Just like Count Basie, let's do it one more time. That's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. That's how it goes. Take it, Ralph. Right on. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, long road.
One scotch.
Bartender, can you do me a favor?
Over here, the man needs a favor.
Man, if you could, it would be a lifesaver.
Just give him a chance, he's got hands in his
face. I got something to do, and I ain't going far.
Won't take a minute, won't take a second.
Hey, bartender, can I borrow your car?
He's as serious as a train wreck.
Hey, barkeep, buy you a drink, yeah.
Who can say no? The man's at the door.
Better give me one, too, cause I got to think.
It's hard to think with a lot on your mind.
I lost my little girl about an hour ago.
It's so easy to get lost in here.
She was in a parking lot with a guy named Joe.
It's platonic, don't you know?
Oh, I'm bartender. Take my own car, but I lost my keys.
They're not on the floor, they're not in his jeans.
I'm looking for a friend and you the man.
Come on, brother, brother, brother.
Now be a buddy and understand.
Send this man out the door.
Cause friends don't let friends. Now do what they want.
Sounds
like a George Jones song.
It's a different time in a different bar.
Different people in a different car.
Come on, bartender, let me borrow your car. Bartender, now where'd you park?
Come on, Bubba, it's getting late.
I want to wrap this up before it gets dark.
Every man must have his ace.
When I get back, everything's on me.
A shot and a beer for everyone here.
Come on, Bubba, lend me your key.
You got the car and you got the key.
In the shop. Come on. About 10. I'm over here. About 10. What am I, invisible? Here I am.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just speak a different language and it's never
something
been
all again.
Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never
something
been all
again.
No, whoa, oh. It's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps overgrown by moss. And he's awesome. Good women grow on trees. And if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds and they love to buy you all a drink. And if we ask all the questions, will you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink? What a good place to be. Don't believe it. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never
something
been happened to me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Something
don't believe it.
Something
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And tonight is episode 121. with songs about bartenders. That is the theme. It's a nice short set to get things started tonight. We kicked that off with Tony Bennett and his version of One for My Baby and One More for the Road. It was off of his Sinatra tribute album from 1992 called Perfectly Frank. And then we heard Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry with one of the many, many, many versions of the song there. One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. Some other versions have it. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Lots of versions of that one. That's right. George Thorogood did not come up with that song. It predates him by quite a bit. But I really like that version. Thought that was a lot of fun. Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. And then we heard Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks with a later song of his, but that one's called Hey Bartender, which is a fun one. And then we closed out that set with another fun song by the House Martins. That's a British band from that song's from 1986, and that song's called Happy Hour, and it features the English musician Norman Cook on bass, who went on to become very famous as a DJ under the name of Fatboy Slim. That's a band that he was in back in the 80s, the House Martins with Happy Hour. And in the background, we're hearing a plaintive and quiet version of a song about bartenders that, although very popular, I didn't really want to play it on the show tonight. And that is my number one problem with the theme tonight, is there are a lot of songs about bartenders, but I don't really like some of them. So that limited my options a little bit. So I thought this was a good compromise on this one, but this is, of course, a piano instrumental version of Bartender by Lady Antebellum. It's another theme here tonight, is there's a lot of songs called Hey Bartender or Bartender, but the lyric is Hey Bartender, which just shows, you know, music is just a reflection of the things that are important in society, and getting the attention of a bartender is a very, very important activity for a lot of people, and so I understand why there are so many songs about getting a bartender's attention. And that is the topic tonight, talking about bartenders, their importance in the society. I've already talked plenty about drinking and its importance in our culture. This is actually the fourth Everybody Plays the Fool episode about drinking. I've done an episode about beer, one about liquor, and one about wine. And well, to be honest, if you count the Tom Waits episode, then this would be the fifth episode about drinking. Because people sure love writing songs about drinking. Of course, you know, that makes perfect sense. And in the background, we're hearing a bit of another song about bartenders that I didn't really want to play the actual version of. But we will hear more of this later. Oh, don't worry. I've got some big surprises for you in the show tonight. But yeah, there's a lot of music about drinking. There's a lot of music about bartenders, being in bars, being in clubs, trying to get the bartender's attention. That stuff is all over the place. We know that. It's all throughout music and TV and movies. Bars are important social gathering places. And they also, if you put a bar scene in a movie or a TV show or a song, it's a good shorthand for things that you want to get across. I mean, you know, think about the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's a really good, you know, location. They go back to the bar. It's a site of a lot of things. There's lots of, you know, there's in movies, there's Tom Cruise flipping bottles around in the air, inspiring a lot of people to destroy perfectly good bottles of booze later on. But, you know, we get a lot of examples of those things in TV and movies, giving a lot of attention to drinking in bars. And this next set of bartender-themed music is going to start out with an example of one of the most famous versions of that. And before I get into that, I just want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a nonprofit community radio station. And if you go to our website at radiofreebrooklyn.org, you can find out all about this station. This is the giving season. It's Giving Tuesday tomorrow as we're going out live. But even if you're not listening live, even if you're listening in the distant future, you can still donate to Radio Free Brooklyn. Just go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Or if you want to find out about our after-school program, which we would very much appreciate you donating some money to, you can check that out at radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. That's going to be a program for local teenagers in the coming year to learn media literacy and making their own independent media. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a really great thing for some high school students here in New York. So please check that out, radiofreebrooklyn.org, for all of that. All right, let's get into it. This is an example of maybe the most glorified bar in TV history, and it comes from the musician Gary Portnoy. This is a classic TV theme that's going to kick off this next set of bartender music here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 121. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Some other friend, I said, come on down and have a sip again. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, bottle of beer. A chick standing at the other end, I said, baby, can we be friends? You look kinky, the woman can be. Come on down and have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, bottle of beer. We were drinking the whole night long, rock and rolling and having fun. They decided to drink some more, but when I look at the clock, it was 3:45. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, bottle of beer. Rock and rolling and having fun. Babe decided to drink some more, but when I looked up the clock, it was 3:45. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, bottle of beer.
Thank you. will be the death of me. Your love is so fickle. It starts with a flood and it ends with a trick, 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 trickle. Come on, bartender, just a little more tender. I ate all your peanuts. Return me to sender. I've been too candid, now I'm barely standing. Just call me a taxi and prepare me for landing. Ooh, you have got to kick me back out into the cold and nasty weather. And maybe if I sober up, I will stop pretending that love is forever. Oh, love is forever. Come on, bartender. Come on, bartender. Come on, bartender.
Just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar, I can gas up my car, and I can pack up and mail in my keys. I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray, and a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping. Thank you. Now the smoke fills the air in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. I need some honky-tonk angels to hold me tight. They'll keep me from slipping.
Sally Mac. Some people left for heaven without warning. We walked them through the station in the rain. We kissed them as we put them on the train. And we sang them a song of times long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. I'm sad to say, Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people may have scared the cock, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang him a song of times long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. I'm sad to say,
you're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of music about bartenders. That is the theme tonight. I like all of those songs. That is the underlying theme to every week of this show, is songs that I like. And that set started off with Gary Portnoy and the theme to the show Cheers, one of the greatest examples of bars in popular media. And then we heard Laurel Atkin, a legendary ska singer, with a song that he recorded in the early 60s called Bartender. That song you might have heard various other versions of over the years. It was first recorded by Floyd Dixon in 1955, but Laurel Atkin's version, I think 1961, was probably the first really successful one. And then it's been covered by some other people, including the Blues Brothers. I know that's where I first heard it. But this is probably my favorite version of the song. It's been done by a few others since then, but that was Laurel Atkin with Bartender, also known as Hey Bartender. Again, lots of songs called that. After that, we heard Regina Spektor and the song Bartender. And then we heard the great George Jones with Bartender's Blues. And then we heard something from a movie musical that was from the soundtrack of Unsinkable Molly Brown. That was Debbie Reynolds singing Belly Up to the Bar. And closed out, no drinking episode would be complete without a song from the Pogues. And that one's called Sally McLellan. That one's called Sally McLennan. And that brings us to now. I've got a couple very exciting things coming up to close out the show here in the last 20 minutes. Before I do that, first off, I want to say Radio Free Brooklyn does all kinds of stuff, and you want to know all about it. So go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. You can find out about, we've got a holiday party coming up. We've got our media mixer meetings. We've got all kinds of events and concerts and ticket giveaways and live events. Find out about all of the goings on here at Radio Free Brooklyn by signing up for that newsletter. And of course, you can listen to Radio Free Brooklyn wherever you go. Listen live through the iPhone and Android apps. So you can listen to the station live whenever you want. And again, if you want to hear some of my old episodes, there's lots and lots to comb through at everybodyplaysthefool.com. And yeah, I was going through recently. I realized that I didn't have all of them available, so I re-released the first few, which maybe was a mistake because I didn't really know what I was doing. But maybe don't go back that far, but definitely listen to some highlights from the past few weeks. I'd say the Shakespeare episode was a lot of fun. I would recommend the... Let's see, what else would I recommend? recommend. The wine episode is really good. If you're in the drinking mood after tonight's show, go back and check out the wine episode. And I really liked episode 115, which included songs that featured featured names of baseball teams in it. That's a really fun one as well. So check that out. And all of the episodes, everybodyplaysthefool.com. And, I want to remind you that this is the holiday season. So if you feel like donating some money to keep this place going, Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit. And we do appreciate your donations. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. This place runs on a volunteer basis. All the hosts and managers and volunteers here work together to keep this place going, and we could use your help. So go to our website, find out how to get involved in the station, or chip in a couple of bucks if you are so inclined. We do appreciate it, and it's tax deductible because we're a nonprofit. So go check that out. All right. So in preparation for this show, I surveyed a few bartenders that I know, and I asked some basic questions about music and bars, and so I wanted to share some of those results with you now. The first question I asked was, who, ideally, should control the music in a bar? The bartender or the patrons through a jukebox? This is a hotly contested issue, I know, and I have both appreciated a great jukebox and the ability to control the music in a bar, and hated other patrons for picking bad songs from a jukebox. So I really am split on that one, but I had an overwhelming response from bartenders saying that they think bartenders should be in control. What a surprise. One of them said, quote, I think it's good for a bartender to have a playlist, but for patrons to be able to play what they want as well, with the ability to veto, for the bartender to veto. So that's someone trying to have it both ways, clearly. Split the difference between a jukebox and a bartender making their own playlist. I know if it's an old school jukebox, if it doesn't get changed often enough, bartenders sometimes get frustrated by hearing the same songs over and over again. So that's a real concern. But yeah, bartenders want to be in control of the music, and patrons probably want to be in control of the music too. I also asked about bar karaoke, because I know that's another issue that maybe the people don't agree on. It was very evenly split between bar karaoke is A, fun, B, terrible, and C, not my thing, but it's okay for other people to enjoy. And it was evenly split across those three answers, which is interesting. I asked, what is your bartending philosophy in a song? So what song represents your bartending philosophy? And I got a bunch of answers. A couple interesting ones were God's Away on Business by Tom Waits, the aforementioned Tom Waits. I did get The Boys Are Back in Town, a classic. Someone said The Times They Are Changing. So a few different perspectives there. The most important question I asked of these bartenders, though, is talking about jukeboxes again. If you could ban any song from your bar, this song would never be played ever again in your bar, what songs would you pick? And I got some really interesting answers here. Some of them I expected, and some were a little surprising. Among the songs that the bartenders surveyed wanted to ban are Killing Me Softly. I'm not sure which version that is. Maybe both. Santeria, or Anything by Sublime, one person wrote. Red Hot Chili Peppers was another choice. Wagon Wheel, which is a very common song to show up on people's Never Play This Again list. I got two different bartenders who both said Hotel California, so I think that's the clear winner in terms of popular vote. So Hotel California, banned. People Are Crazy. Say, in certain bars, that's a country song that I can understand people getting tired of hearing. Bad to the Bone, that should never be played anywhere. Bohemian Rhapsody, I get that. But my friend Jamie, who usually bartends during the trivia night that I'm still doing at 773 Lounge in Dimmitt's Park, Brooklyn. Which, by the way, you can join us December 20th for the next one. But Jamie said a song that she wants to ban is Billy Joel's Piano Man. Now, friend of the show, Ruth Delaney, who you've heard on several episodes, including the wine episode, go check that one out, who I also happen to be married to, she is a very staunch anti-Billy Joel person. I live in a no-Billy Joel household, and so I'm glad that Jamie said this, but Piano Man raises an interesting problem for me, because it is one of the most famous songs that talks about a bartender. So how can I not include that? But at the same time, it's not that great of a song, and it's not really a fun song that I want to include on my show. I actually have kind of a soft spot for Billy Joel, but that's a different topic for a different episode. So I found a way to include it that doesn't make me play the whole thing. And it also lets me include another song. There was a very famous song. We heard the instrumental version of it a little earlier by T-Pain, called Bartender, from a few years ago. And those are two big popular songs about bartenders that I didn't want to play on the show. So I have something really weird coming up for you. I've mashed those two songs up in two different ways because this radio show has made me drunk with power. And so I've got my dumb mad scientist projects that I get to inflict on my listeners. So get ready for that. We're going to hear this mashup, which I'm going to dedicate to Jamie and also to Ruth, two people who hate Billy Joel, or at least the song Piano Man. I'm going to play that mashup, and then we're going to close out the show with a couple more songs, and it's going to be a last call for alcohol theme. We've got a couple great closing the bar songs to end the show here tonight very appropriately. So thank you so much for listening. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, the Bartenders episode, and keep listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And now, here is the horrible Frankenstein's monster mashup that I've done of Piano Man and T-Pain's Bartender. I hope you enjoy it. Have a great night.
Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that if I could get out of this place.
Who's he made us drinks to drink? We drunk him, got drunk, man, I think. She thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink. We hit it on something proper like the bartender. Food really giving me. I'm at the bar. So I went to the club.
So I went to the club. Club.
Early in the afternoon, it's the only time my mind is clear. To think of you and the love we knew, it's a memory I hold so dear. Now we're apart, I've got a broken heart. The tears fall so sincere. I know it's wrong, but before too long, it's gonna be whiskey and beer. Last call for alcohol, still ringing in my head. You must have ordered two more double shots from the shade. That's your end. there ain't no stopping my bar hopping. I should have stayed home instead. Last call for alcohol still ringing in my head.
Oh, pick it, Ronnie.
Change your short life ways. Smoking, drinking, and loving, you're just a number in your day. Though I know what I need to do, if I could just turn around today. But her memory catches up with me, and this bar stool's where I'll stay. Last call for alcohol still ringing in my head. Must have ordered two more double shots from the shape that you're in. There ain't no stopping my bar hopping. I should have stayed home instead. Last call for alcohol still ringing in my head.
It's that time again. We gotta say goodnight. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day, my friend.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep, losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame.
There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Hey, buddy, I'm talking to you. Thanks for coming now. Pay your tab and screw. Make like a drum and beat it. Make like a tree and leave.
All your fellas and Cinderellas, I'm giving you the heat.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right, you hear what I'm saying?
Finish up that beer.
I want you to call it a night, old friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
You heard me.
Get the
so
fuck
long,
out.
Arrivederci, sayonara.
Get the fuck out.
Ciao. Good night.
Bye bye. So long. Farewell.
Get the see
fuck
you later,
out.
Alligator. In a wild crocodile.
Get
shaking now.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the
come on,
fuck
give me
out.
A fucking break.
Can I get a refill, please?
Hey, you fuckface.